Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Teachers at Nkwazi Primary School have gone on strike, demanding a 20% salary increment, citing delayed and insufficient salaries. They have vowed not to resume teaching until their demands are met, citing over 5 months of unproductive dialogue with the school's management. The teachers say they are struggling to make ends meet and have lost confidence in management's willingness to address their grievances. Some parents spoken to who say they pay 16,200 kwacha per term, often weeks before the term begins, have expressed anger and disappointment over the situation.
The school fees are 16,200 per term, and then they are supposed to be paid 2 weeks during the holidays. So if you pay after that, you are given a penalty. You pay 10% of your school fees, which is, I think, 1,600.
This is saddening because they charge us even penalties before we even pay. We want the board accountable for today's loss because my children have lost their day today already.
Because even the programming of our day has been disturbed. Some kids are really sensitive, so even just small changes to them is quite bad. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's very unfortunate where we as parents are paying school fees but teachers are not paid. They're also human beings. They've also got families just like us. Kids who go to school, they need to eat and provide for them. But if they're not paid, then what's going on?
Meanwhile, efforts to get a comment from the school management proved futile by broadcast time as they were not available for interviews. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has uncovered a large-scale illegal cannabis cultivation operation in Chifwema area of Kafue district, leading to the arrest of two suspects. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba said the discovery followed an intelligence-led operation which resulted in the apprehension of Bonwell Mlenga, 50, of Kanyelele village, and Timothy Jolwe, 38, of Mwelwa village. According to Mr. Tamba, Mr. Mlenga was arrested for trafficking 86.9 kilograms of loose cannabis and unlawful cultivation of 12 tons of cannabis, contrary to the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, while Mr. Jolwe was separately charged with trafficking 14 kilograms of loose cannabis. He says in a separate operation in Solwezi District, Northwestern Province, DEC officers arrested two Philippine nationals, Ryan Bolsong, 46, and Shire John Pangan, 40, for trafficking 8.1 grams of crystal meth and possession of drug administration instruments.
The Drug Enforcement Commission in Rusaka Province has unearthed a large-scale cannabis cultivation scheme in Chifwema area in Kafue District. This follows an intelligence-led operation which resulted into the apprehension of two suspects identified as Bonwell John Mlenga, male age 50 of Kanyelele village, and Timothy Jolwe, male age 38 of Mwewa village. Mlenga was apprehended in connection with the offense of trafficking in 86.9 kilograms of loose cannabis and unlawful cultivation of 12 tons of cannabis, pursuant to sections 15 and 19 of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act No. 35 of 2021 of the Laws of the Republic of Zambia.
Government has offered to host the inaugural Borrowers Forum, a commitment agreed in the outcome document of the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, and endorsed by the United Nations Secretary General's Expert Group on Debt and the UN Conference on Trade and Development. The forum is designed to empower developing countries to foster effective debt management. Speaking during the launch, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, expressed Zambia's strong support for the establishment of the Borrowers Forum and confirmed the country's willingness to host its inaugural session. And UN Trade and Development Secretary General Rebecca Grinspan welcomed the launch of the forum, noting that it aims to address the power imbalances that often characterize debt negotiations, where debtor countries are frequently isolated and lack a unified voice. Meanwhile, Spanish Minister of Economy Carlos Cuerpo stated that the forum provides a platform for developing countries to shape their futures and deepen cooperation with creditors, thereby fulfilling a shared responsibility to ensure debt sustainability. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press at the Zambian Mission in France, Naomi Mwemba. The opposition PF has urged members of parliament from all political parties to reject Bill 7 in its entirety, following a landmark ruling by the Constitutional Court declaring the bill unconstitutional. PF Media Director Edwin Lifokelo has emphasized that Bill 7 should not merely be deferred or amended, but completely discarded. Mr. Lifokelo has argued that Parliament has no legal or moral grounds to deliberate on a bill deemed unconstitutional by the highest court in the land. He has called on lawmakers to prioritize the interests of ordinary Zambians who are currently grappling with economic hardship.
MPs are not just politicians. They are representatives, public servants, chosen by the people to protect the Constitution and people's interests. When citizens queued for hours to vote, they did so in hope for a better future, for fair policies, for leaders who would listen, for leaders who would speak and act on their behalf. To support Bill 7 now would be a betrayal of that trust. We must remind our members of Parliament, your first loyalty is not to the party, not to personal advancement. It is to the people who believed in you. Political responsibility demands moral courage. Now is the time to show it. Every economic decision you make, members of Parliament, made by yourselves, echoes through the lives of ordinary citizens. A bill that threatens price hikes, job losses, or worsens public service delivery is not just bad economics. It is political negligence. Bill 7 must fall. Bill 7 in its current form reflects a profound disconnect from the daily realities of most Zambians and must fall.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, economist Trevor Hambai has raised concern over government's failure to establish a clear and sustainable strategy for debt repayment, cautioning that Zambia risks slipping back into a financial crisis similar to that one that led to its previous debt default. Speaking during Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Hambai has expressed concern that the recently presented supplementary budget shows troubling parallels with the fiscal patterns that preceded the country's earlier default on external obligations. He has called on government to urgently prioritize long-term debt sustainability measures, transparent fiscal planning, and effective resource allocation to avoid repeating past mistakes.
The second part around this, in terms of the debt restructuring, is unfortunately why we have done this. We don't seem to have put in place a strategy that is speaking to how we were going to repay this debt. This debt has not been forgiven. It has been postponed in terms of when it is due. If you're looking at the Eurobonds, 2036 and 2053, in terms of the extension, have we put a strategy in terms of how we're going to pay it? And the basic one, which we have been talking around since 2015 when we started getting into debt crisis, has been the issue of the sinking fund or sovereign fund that we are putting aside to ensure that we can meet this obligation.
And Civil Society for Poverty Reduction Economic Governance Lead Emmanuel Zulu says the debt restructuring process has taken longer than expected, deviating from initial projections.
These drugs, we had expected the restructuring to be done much earlier. I think that was the expectation of everyone from the pronouncements that were made and the IMF coming on board. We thought probably just within 2023 we would have the debt restructuring done or completed. Even as we speak, our debt has not fully been restructured. So I would say no, because I think the delay was actually not very helpful to our economy.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home.